the U.S. athletes competing in the World Cup races in Aspen have a good shot at winning. That's according to the head of the Alpine program for the U.S. ski team.
Patrick Rimmel has been traveling with the team to training camps and races. I caught up with Rimmel Wednesday ahead of the start of competition Friday. Thanks for coming in.
You're welcome. It's always great to be in Aspen.
So how many women from the U.S. team will compete in Aspen this week, and how have they prepared?
For the GS for Friday, we'll have Michaela Schifrin, Lindsey Vonn, and Megan McJames. We did a little bit of time trial, and there's actually two races going on in Jackson Hole right now. Based on the results, we'll define who else is going to join those three ladies for the GS, and also for the slalom, where for the slalom, that's Michaela Schifrin, Races Teagle, and Paula Molson. So right now we got three for each event, and depending on the results, we'll define if there's more athletes coming and competing.
Resi Stiegler is one that's competing in Jackson Hole, and she may race in Aspen as
well. She will race for sure in Aspen.
She will race for sure. So, I mean, is that how it is for these athletes, where they kind of jump from one to the next?
It is. I mean, for Lindsay or Michaela, for example, you know, they compete in Aspen, Michaela all three events, then they go up to Lake Louise, then from Lake Louise you go to Europe. If they have snow. So you compete every single weekend, basically. For the ones that do in multiple events, it's from now on until 31st of March or third week of March. It's like every weekend there's at least one competition.
The racers, the U.S. women, who do you think has an advantage, or who might we see be victorious?
Well, I think we got two ladies. They've proven in the past that they can win races, which is Michaela and Lindsay. Racy Stiegler for sure has the speed in slalom. She's again coming back from injury, and she was on the right track last year and she did a great job, but she had another ACL surgery, and I think it's a little bit of a long shot at this stage. But Michaela had a great start. She was second in Solden in GS. Slalom is for sure her top discipline right now based on the history, so she definitely has an opportunity. She's in a position to win or be on the podium in GS and in the slaloms. And I think Lindsay is doing a really good job in GS too. She was very competitive last year. She's doing great in training. So those two ladies, Lindsay in GS and Michaela GS and the two slaloms, I think those are our hopefuls to be on the podium. Hopefully we can win a race as well.
How does the Aspen World Cup event stand out, you know, compared to other competitions?
Yeah, Aspen is just it's a great town. It's a great resort. The hill is unbelievable. It's one of the best hills in the world. With all the terrain changes and the rolls and the pitches and everything. So it's such a critical piece of the calendar. We want to race at home as much as possible because it's a very unique opportunity for our athletes to race in front of friends and family, because not everybody's able to travel to Europe and be a part of this.
You know, how does the race course in Aspen compare to other competitions too? How is it unique?
It's one of the best. I mean, the first race in Solden, it's also very unique because it's flat, steep, flat. But Aspen has everything. It's, you know, your start is getting steep, then you got to go onto the road, and then you go straw pile, you know, the trail turns to the right, and you got all those rolls. It's one of the best hills. It's also between men and women. When you compare all the different hills where we race in GS and slalom on, Aspen is for sure on top. And I can't wait, actually, for 2017 when the guys compete on that hill. You know, it's been way too long. You know, it's great to have the women's races here every year, but I can't wait to see the guys, you know, racing on that hill, slalom and GS, and then also speed. So it's going to be a lot of fun in 2017.
Well, and I wanted to ask you, too, about the popularity of alpine ski racing. I mean, Lindsey Vonn has become, you know, celebrity status. Do you see the sport becoming more popular because of athletes like her?
Of course, I think, and for sure in the U.S., but also in the rest of the world. There was always a little bit of difference between men and women, you know, the status and the hierarchy where they sit, you know, compared to, you know, to other sports, for example. But I think Lindsay and now also Michaela and also Julia, and there are several stars, they make the sport very attractive. And so people started watching women's racing more than they used to because of those stars. Now we got NBC doing live coverage from the races here. 10 years ago, there wasn't even an option. So what happened over the last couple of years, and also with our superstars and the success from our athletes in alpine ski racing, is going to make a big difference, or is already making a big difference.
Thank you for coming in.
Yeah, no problem. It was fun.
Patrick Rimmel directs the alpine program for the U.S. ski team. The GS race is at 10 a.m. on Friday, followed by finals at 1 p.m. On Saturday, the slalom is at 10:15 with finals at 1:15. Sunday, we'll see a second slalom race at 10 with finals at 1 p.m.